Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. And does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, independent. All right, ma'am, and then in November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
I'm 26.
26. Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you. And please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential congressional election in, you know, November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
With a 9.
A 9, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm neutral about it, I suppose.
Can you have a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from a scale from 0 to 10, where how important of the issues for you to have them focused on, okay? You say 10 if it's the most important. Use 5 if somewhat important. Use a 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, the first one will be banning assault weapons. Would they say not important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
I would say 8.
8? Okay, what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
10? Banning TikTok?
3.
3. Improving K-12 education?
10.
10. Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
7.
7. Okay, fighting inflation and providing, improving the economy?
9.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
And addressing immigration and border security?
4.
4. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And do you believe the president and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And okay, now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just please say so, okay? The first one will be Elon Musk, from 0 to 100.
30.
30? 30, 30. Okay, 30, okay. Joe Biden.
65.
Okay, 65. Democrats in Congress.
I'd probably say about 65.
65. Okay, Mike Johnson.
I don't know that name.
Okay, never heard or never heard, right?
Yeah, never heard.
Okay, Republicans in Congress.
50.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Say that again.
Hakeem Jeffries.
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Okay. Would you say no opinion or no opinion, right?
No opinion.
Or, no opinion. Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Fifty.
Meta/Facebook.
And no opinion.
No opinion. Okay. TikTok.
No opinion.
And Donald Trump.
Two.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? Or if you're undecided, you can tell me that too.
I'm undecided right now.
Undecided, okay. All right, ma'am, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple questions about tech issues that, you know, have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Fair amount. Okay, and then generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
I think at the time being, it's more of a benefit.
Much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Somewhat more.
Okay, so much more. Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated, you know, than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
I think the current level of regulation is fine.
It's about right, okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the potential use of misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Big U.S. tech companies, U.S. Law enforcement, Russia, foreign tech companies, China, North Korea, or the U.S. government?
What was the question again?
Which one, you know, about the misuse, you know, which one is, other followings, you know, the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security?
Oh, I would say the U.S.
The U.S. government or?
Yeah, the U.S. government.
The U.S. government. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if all? X, formerly Twitter, would you say multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than a month, or not at all?
I do not have a Twitter account.
So no, right? Not at all?
Never.
All right, what about Instagram?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times. Multiple times a day, right? You say. TikTok.
Yep. I've never used it.
Never used it? Facebook.
Multiple times a month. Is that a thing?
Multiple times a month. Okay. And YouTube.
I would say like maybe once or twice a day.
Once, okay, let me see, about once a day, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? X or Twitter keeps, you know, its user data secure. Would you agree, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I don't have a Twitter, so I don't really have an opinion on that.
Okay, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I do not have an opinion.
TikTok, okay, same. Okay, X-Twitter plays a positive role in society.
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. And Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a couple more questions, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into a law? Yes a lot, yes a little, or not heard?
I did hear about it before, but I didn't know the president put it into a law.
Uh-huh. So not heard, right?
So, I mean, I have heard of it, but I didn't know it was a little. So maybe just a little. Yeah, I've heard it a little.
So just a little, right? Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I'd like to ask you about, you know, the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support.
Would you strongly support it or just somewhat support it?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It has no opinion on my voting.
Okay, so pretty much make no difference, right?
Yeah, makes no difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are playing politics. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They want to protect us citizens' data security. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. Which one do you think is the primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
I would say that keeping our private lives secure.
They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? You can select all that apply, okay? Would you say social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram? Music and entertainment sites? Cable TV such as CNN, Fox News, MSNBC? News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, news websites or apps, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, print newspapers or magazines, YouTube, talk or news radio, local TV news, or maybe none of the above.
I would say probably social media, so like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay, the first one, right? That okay.
Yeah.
What else? You can pick as many as you want that you watch or get your information from.
I know a lot of people watch like news on the cable. I don't have cable, but I know a lot of news comes from there.
Okay, so but you don't watch cable, right?
I don't
watch
cable.
Such as CNN. Okay, what about news websites or apps?
Yeah, I get some news from a couple sites.
What about ABC, CBS, or NBC?
No, I don't use those.
YouTube, talk or news radio, or local TV news?
YouTube, yeah, you can get information from that.
Okay. No local TV news?
No, I don't watch local TV.
Okay. News. Okay. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I am currently in school, in college.
Okay, so I'm which is college graduate, bachelor's degree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll be finishing my bachelor's within the next year, so.
So, or you want me to put some college or vocational certificate for now?
Yeah, you can just put some college, that's fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am single.
Okay, single. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you, Tony, you as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.